Well, I have to tell you that Saturday night, I was at the final night of the Prime Comedy Club night. We had a couple of tickets to go over there. And this gentleman was, let's see, you were in the middle. That's right.
Yeah, I was featuring, as they say, in the biz.
Adam Quesnell, who's been around our part of the area for quite a while and has been well-known in the comedy circuit. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bob. Actually, I hate to correct you, but it's actually Quesnel. The S is silent because I have dirty French Canadian blood from way back.
Okay, see, you haven't been on this show. I can't remember. You were on this show, I know, one other time. JD was with you.
Yep, me and JD must have been 2 or 3 years ago, probably promoting like a Nestor show or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. How long have you been in this comedy business?
This May was like my fifth year since like the first show I did, but really it's like 4.5, 5 years about, yeah.
It must be tough. Is it tough for this area to, because you've got to have new material pretty much every time you go up?
You don't need new material pretty much every time you go up, because one of the benefits that we have in Fargo-Moorhead of having 4 open mics is there's a fairly different audience for every mic. So you can, much like in larger cities with larger comedy scenes, you can work on something all week. I think that some new comics get too hung up on trying to bring something new every time when part of it is doing something 100 times. And, there's some overlap probably, but yeah, I think that in Fargo, we're able to write much like you are in any other scene where you can work on something for a few weeks, that kind of thing. But yeah, you should try and keep it fresh.
I can't tell you specifically because that night, you delivered a couple of jokes and I thought to myself, if I said the same lines, there's no way people would laugh at that.
Yeah.
Do you look at yourself like in the mirror and deliver those lines, or do you practice that out?
No, you just do it at open mics. Like you just do it. I just write a premise or a note for a joke, and then I go to an open mic and do it, and they either laugh or they don't, and you change it and do it again, and they laugh or they don't. Yeah, it's just trial and error, 100% trial and error.
So if they don't laugh, it comes off the iPad.
Well, it see, that's just it. If they don't laugh after like 10 tries, like because that I'll have jokes that I fall in love with that I think are just hilarious, and I don't understand why people aren't laughing. So I'll just keep doing it, and then I'll figure out why, and then stop. But you got to give something time to kind of take on some sort of life. But yeah, there's certainly a point. It might be after the first time. If it's just really bad, then you're done.
Can you say one of those on the air?
No. A joke that I've thrown away? No.
Yeah, no, the one that didn't work, one that people weren't laughing at, but you kept on saying it.
Well, I have this joke that I don't do very often where, and it's great for the radio because it's a sight gag, but it's like where I would go to the I want to open my set by giving you all a little perspective. And then I would walk way to the back of the stage, and then I'd walk back up to the microphone, and I would say, I didn't get smaller just now. I think that's one of the funniest things I've ever said in my life, but no audience agreed with me or like 1 of 10.
This is a special week for you. Because you have got a new comedy CD coming out. Is this your first?
I do. This is not my first. I self-recorded something, or I recorded something with a local bloke a couple years ago that was a little bit shorter. It was more of an EP. But this is my first full-length release, and it's on Stand Up Records. They're a stand-up label out of Minneapolis. They've had some of the best comedians of the last 20 years on their roster. At various points in the last decade. So yeah, this is my first label supported release.
Is it tough to get that? I mean, to actually get them to notice you and say, hey, let's do this.
Well, Stand Up Records is a very independent, I mean, they have a lot of comedians on their, on their roster, but they're a very kind of independent grassroots organization run by this dude, Dan Schlissel, who was a music producer at the end of the 90s. And then he eventually switched to comedy. And he's based out of Minneapolis. The label's based out of Minneapolis. So I was down there in 2010 doing the Funniest Person with a Day Job contest at the House of Comedy. That was the first year I did it. And Dan was one of the judges. And he just asked me a couple questions afterwards. And then we kind of stayed in touch. And I've done their festival in Mexico the last 2 years.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it was just like, I showed him a listening party, my self-produced release, and he listened to it, and he said, you know, I want to hear the new material and a little bit of this stuff, and I want to record it. So it's all being in the right place and just meeting the right people. Okay. And it's such a supportive scene down there that it's the perfect place for a label like Stand Up Records.
Adam Quinnell, our special guest tonight here on KFGL. We're talking about his new CD that is coming up, and he's got a CD release party, for lack of a better term, coming up. And we will talk more about that in just a moment right here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. 6:23, our time here on the Mighty 790 KFGO.
I can laugh when things ain't funny.
Well, things are very funny. On this new album from Adam Quinnell. Now, you should be running for office, by the way. Here's your slogan. Elect me, Adam Quinnell. Remember, the S is silent.
Yeah, there
okay.
you go.
Okay. It's called Can We Afford This Much Despair?
It now, is.
Where did that title come from?
That title is one of the punchlines of a bit when I'm talking about the diamond trade. So I have a bit about how much suffering goes into diamonds, but it's funny. You know, and then the end is the punchline. Can we afford this much despair?
But tell me about the album cover, by the way. I'm getting a very small version here, but this looks like a real interesting drawing somebody has done for you.
Oh yeah, that's actually I got a copy of it there. You can take a look at. So what happened is my girlfriend Brittany commissioned a drawing from our friend Terry Brown. You can find him on Facebook as Terrence Brown II, Artist of Art. He did a drawing of me as like that comedy monster. If anybody wants to see it, then go to adamquinnell.com or whatever or Stand Up Records to see the artwork. But basically Terry Brown did that drawing, and then he just did it as a one-off commission for her for my birthday. And then I said, oh, that's going to be on every poster and my next record. That's like all my art I'm going to need for this year. And Terry was nice enough to let us do it. And our friend Josh Trumbo, who's actually in Terry's band, the Kamikaze Snowmen, colored it and did the layout. And then Ian Rans from Minneapolis is the Stand Up Records art director, and he did the lettering. So
this is cool, man, because look at the biceps on that character.
Yeah, exactly. I said it's based on kind of designs for toys. I said I want it to be comic, we want it to be comic booky and toy-y, so.
Well, you know, before we let you go here, a lot of folks, of course, are curious. They're going to say, well, you know, what kind of comedy is this? Is this explicit? Is this something I want my kids to listen to?
It's nothing you want your kids to listen to unless you want their minds blown. I think everybody can enjoy it. I, of course, have some profanities on there, but it's 2014. Words are words, you know. But sure. It's definitely explicit. But, for example, the show that we have this Thursday at Courtney's Comedy Club at 8 p.m. is an 18-plus show. Some scale of minor can get in there at least. It's not a 21 plus show. And I would say that my comic's probably not for babies can listen to it because they don't understand it yet. And then I would say it's PG-13, but they have to be smart.
Where can we get it? iTunes right now?
iTunes, Amazon, Orange Records in Fargo has physical copies you want to get one in the reel. And, of course, at the release show at Courtney's at 8 o'clock on Thursday, I'll be selling them. And we've got a lineup of some of my favorite local comics and the Kamikaze Snowmen doing comedy music. And I'll also have my new T-shirts for sale at that. So Orange Records, iTunes, buy it, review it. You know, I think that if I get a bunch of reviews, some sort of confetti happens or something. So
yeah, review after it. Really great reviews, then he gets to come back on the show.
Yeah, there you go. That's how it. This Bob told me, he's like, you can come on this once in good faith, and then you need to have those 5-star iTunes reviews before I'll have you back.
I had no idea that you're going to be on the stage Saturday night, and I'm
sorry.
We're Facebook friends.
Sorry to surprise you.
No, that's right. We're Facebook friends, and I said, man, I heard the CD, and I said, you better come over. And I'm glad you did.
Well, right on. I'm glad you could have me. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And congratulations. Adam Quinnell, once again, Thursday at 8?
Thursday at 8. And then also, I'm the featured entertainer at CoreCon on the 12th through the 16th.
And that's what?
That's a comic and sci-fi convention in Fargo.
Okay, very good. And you got a website people can look at?
AdamQuesnell.com. That's how you spell it. So AdamQuesnell.com.
All right, Adam, very good. Thank you so much for joining us. You're listening to the Mike.